News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, the UK government have plans to make it compulsory for landlords to offer tenants at least a three-year tenancy agreement in order to offer housing security to their renters. But UK landlords have objected that the proposals state that they are struggling to pay mortgages due to legislation and rates constantly changing. Now, join us on the line to debate this. Is this solution, would-be solution to the rental crisis, is Margaret McCormick of the Irish Property Owners Association and the CEO of Threshold, John McCormick. I'll go to you first, Margaret. What do you think of these proposals? Because we tend to always copy what the Brits do anyway, so...
We already have legislation here that gives people a right when they move into accommodation. After 6 months, they have a right to a further 5.5 years now. So we don't need to bring in something that is a fixed-sized contract. We already have legislation that covers people in accommodation. Now, a landlord and a tenant at the commencement of any tenancy are free to agree any length of a contract. So they can agree any length of a contract. Now, often I would think that because in the first 6 months where there is a probationary period, a landlord would like to assess the person that they've got in first before they agreed a long-term contract. But we have it already here, so we don't need to bring something else in. Now, when we're looking at it again, a one-size-fits-all is not the solution. It really isn't.
Okay.
Because some people will need longer contracts, some people won't.
Okay.
And the other thing is that if there is a contract in place, both sides should be bound by it. So if there's a contract in place for a period of 3 years, then the landlord is bound by it, but so should the contract.
Okay, let me put that to...
should also be bound by it.
Let me put that to John Mark. John Mark, let me start by apologising to you. I read your name wrong, John McCormick. It's John Mark McCafferty. Sorry about that.
No worries.
So John Mark, what's your reaction to that? There's enough legislation in place, we're okay.
Well, I would agree with Margaret in the sense that we don't want to start with the English, and it is the English legislation, which is fairly modest. I would say this with an eye for the Scottish legislation, which was passed just before Christmas last year, is a lot stronger than the English legislation in terms of protecting tenants. And indeed, over the last number of years, there have been measures in Ireland which provides for a number of measures to protect tenants. However, obviously, as the organisation that advises and that protects, that helps to help tenants to hold on to their tenancies in their homes, Threshold is concerned about a number of scenarios where families and individuals are losing their homes, and indeed, you know, tenancy terminations, the ending of tenancies is the biggest issue recorded by our services across the country. And that's because there are still a number of grounds in which tenants can lose their homes, even with...
And what are those? What are those?
The regulations. Well, a number of them. One is a part of the legislation where at the end of a tenancy, the 4 or 6 year tenancy, a landlord can just end the tenancy for no specific reason. And we believe at this stage that should be taken out of the legislation to allow for, if you like, indefinite tenancies. So as long as, you know, the tenant is adhering to all of the stipulations of their tenancy agreement, that their tenancies continue to roll on. Because that's what people are looking for, with such kind of emphasis on the private rented sector.
Okay, Margaret McCormick, what do you think of that proposal? That makes sense, doesn't it?
It doesn't. We currently have 6 year rights, and 6 year rights is a very fair length of time for anybody to have in accommodation. Now, we're not saying that people can't agree longer rights than that; they can. But what we've found is that where landlords have agreed longer contracts than that, the law changed, and the law here is changing on a continual basis. So where we have landlords who've agreed indefinite leases, we've landlords who've agreed 10-year leases and long periods, and those landlords very favourably gave their tenants rent reviews maybe every 3 years, every 4 years, and even every 5 years. But then the law came in the rent pressure zones, and they've restricted them. So somebody that 5 years ago was letting at a very low rate now is restricted to 4%, albeit for the length of time. So, I mean, the fundamentals around this is that when you give fixed-term leases in this country, there's no confidence that the legislation won't change.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
So we have massive problems. The other thing about it is that the law is changing again now. So if you do give long-term leases, the law can come in and change, and I could make them indefinite.
Okay, so that's John Mark McCaffrey, doesn't that make a lot of sense that the sort of febrile legislative environment is such because of the homeless crisis that we're messing around with the legislation all the time? So landlords can't really keep up. So it's a very reasonable thing to say, if I give somebody, have a tenant in my apartment for 5 years, the law could change three or four times in that period of time, so the original agreement is null and void. So it's a mess.
We have sympathy. We're sympathy with the smaller landlords who make up most of the private rented supply because of changing laws. But the laws are changing because there's a crisis. The laws are changing because there's such an affordability issue, because tenants still face a lack of security in their homes. And, you know, as Margaret knows, there are still a broad range of grounds in which a landlord can end a tenancy. They can end it currently if they want to sell the property, if they or a family member wish to move into the property, or if the property is going to undergo significant renovations or refurbishment, and also if the accommodation is no longer suitable. You know, say a family of two is now a family of five. So there are kind of key grounds in which the tenancy can still end. So it's not as if, you know, landlords have their hands completely tied behind their backs. And this, Section 34, this no reason ground for finishing the tenancy after four or 6 years, does mean that this prospect of eviction is hanging over a lot of families. And remember, the private rented sector is the main route into homelessness. And the fact is, we really need to bolster the security of tenure and longer term tenancies, indefinite tenancies, to prevent the kind of homelessness that continues to happen in Ireland today.